This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage of commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at 4-9, Perek Dalad Mishnah Tet. Rabbi Yonah's son Omer, Kol HaMekayim HaSator Me'oni, Sofa L'Kayim HaMe'osher. V'Chol HaMevatel HaSator Me'osher, Sofa L'Vatel HaMe'oni. Person might not have the money, but he's got to put in the time regardless, and hopefully Hashem will get him back the money, even if he doesn't have it right now. Rav Yonasan says, whoever fulfills the Torah in poverty will in the end fulfill it in wealth, and whoever neglects the Torah because of wealth will in the end neglect it out of poverty. A poor person who is very pressed for money still cuts back on his work in order to make time to study Torah, Rav points out, will eventually be blessed with wealth that will enable him to spend more time studying Torah with peace of mind. Rabbi Yonah points out, although there were many poor scholars who devoted themselves to Torah and never saw their financial situation improve, like Rabbi Hanina Mendoza, Rabbi Lezer Pinchas, as Tanis points out, this does not contradict our Mishnah's teaching. A person who studies Torah, despite his difficulties, surely merits becoming wealthy and studying it in peace. But there may be other factors that come into play. It may be that the added responsibilities that come with wealth would take him away from studying Torah, or that his continued poverty may be atoning for some sin he once committed, or there might be other reasons known only to God. Some say that the Mishnah is speaking of a person who becomes so involved managing his wealth that he makes no time to study Torah, as Rav Magen Avos points out. Others explain the Mishnah to be speaking of a person whose wealth provides him with plenty of free time, but he uses it to pursue his pleasures, his own pleasures, instead of to learn Torah, Rambam points out. Rabbi Yonasan warns that such a person will eventually become poor and will need to use all his time just to meet his basic needs. As the Magen Avos and Rambam commentary points out, here too the principle is true, but there may be other factors that change the outcome, as Sefer Yisrael Chassid Yavis points out. In our life, we need to do what we can in our days to make sure, even if we're poor on some level, whether it be poor in time, poor in understanding, poor in finances, or poor in our ability to comprehend or whatever we can be involved in, we still have to push ourselves to learn the Torah, to be involved in the Torah, to grasp the Torah, to try to utilize the Torah as much as we can every single day in many different ways. Join us next time on the TTPA as Rav Meir talks about limiting your business activities. Busy yourself with Torah instead. Here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.